Although this is the first strike of the year, it is the 49th of its kind. I caught up with Ian Murray, the Chief Executive Council member, who believes the Fire Brigade had no option but to take action.
We're on strike because this government are just completely ignoring all of the evidence that we've put before them regarding the pension scheme that they've put forward as being totally unworkable for firefighters. It's an occupational pension scheme and it certainly doesn't match the occupation. This resort taking strike action, that's the last thing we ever want to do. Unfortunately, we have been left with no option from the government. We've put factual evidence, even their own report said that 66% of firefighters would potentially not be able to make it to the retirement age of the pension scheme. They've just ignored all of this evidence and ignored every proposal we put to them, and they've just pressed ahead with their unworkable scheme. And unfortunately, firefighters have left with no option but to take strike action.
The dispute itself is between the Fire Brigade Union and the government. Assistant Chief Steve Rhodes wants the issue to be resorted as fast as possible.
So the contingency planning has been effective and has been very, very well managed by the planning team and then the command team. But it's still not the level of service that we'd normally expect, and it would be much simpler if the dispute, the pension dispute, was resolved and an agreement was reached and we could return back to normality.